changed. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Anthony Hudson, and it's my turn to give you one of the best football podcasts out here. You heard? Back here with another episode in the comfort of my own home again. Like I said, I got the equipment and everything, so we can do this. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, but I just got the energy and I got the motivation to make a video for y'all. So basically, this video will be about Madden episodes, right? Or Madden games, right? So basically, my top five favorite Madden games of all time, right? So basically, going getting straight into it, Madden over the years have definitely developed their game. That's going through a stretch where their game was terrible, garbage. Didn't feel like they put any development into it compared to the old Madden games, but it's gotten better. It's gotten so much better. So we're going to get into it. Number five is not the last game, not Madden 24. I haven't really played Madden 24 to really rate it, but Madden 25, right? Madden 25, right? That's number five for me. Madden 23. That's number five for me. There we go. Madden 23, basically, it was a game in the making, man. After all the years of complaining, after all the years of saying Madden from Madden 13 to Madden 18 was basically the exact same game, the developers finally listened to us and said that, okay, we're going to make a new, developed, and just overall better Madden. Like, finally, the franchise is going to be better. We're not going to focus just on Mutt. Everything's going to be better. It's just going to be clean on gameplay. They got rid of all the, rid of the ragdoll animation, but they got rid of the ragdoll animations. They got better with the quick time as far as that. They got better with just the hit sticks were smoother. The tackling was smoother. The routes look cleaner as far as everything about the game just felt good. Like the infield sense, that's what it's called. Everything about the game just felt realistic and felt smooth, especially compared to the older ones where it's just like, I don't feel like I'm playing a game. I feel like I'm playing like animations. Like I already know what's going to happen before it happens. Like this one is like, it's based off of your timing, based off of your movement, based off of your senses in the game. If you spam an X before the opponent spamming X when you're making a tackle, you get the tackle basically, and everything about it was just good. The soundtrack was decent. Madden soundtracks has gotten okay. It's mid every year. It's not bad. It's not good. Honestly, it's mid every single year as far as that. Madden 23. It was just a great game. Honestly, like I had no complaints while playing the game. I enjoyed it. I loved it. All the distracting, like this bugging things that they had in there, they got rid of. And I'm just happy for it, 100%. So Madden 23 was my number five, right? And then you got Madden 19 as my number four. Madden 19 is just, this holds a special place in my heart. Mainly because it was my senior year of football, right? So senior year of football, dang near, I thought was going to be my last year playing football ever, right? So Madden 19 was like, this is it, man. This is it. This is the Madden. We come through a long way, and I'm finally, because I'm playing Madden since I was 4 years old, y'all. I wasn't playing Madden. The game was hooked up underneath the you ever did that? The older siblings, when they like hook up the controller underneath the PlayStation. Yeah, that was me playing Madden 04 back when I was like 4 years old. No, not Madden 04. I was like 2 years old. Nah, dang, I was like 2 years old. Because Madden 04 was the first game that I ever played. So I was like 2 years old playing Madden 04. But yeah, we come a long way with that. But yeah, Madden 19 was just, it's a game that a lot of people don't like. No. It's a game that a lot of people do like, but there was this one YouTube video I watched. I forgot his name, but he basically broke down everything that was bad about 19. And there was a lot of things bad about Madden 19. I'm going to get honest with you. There was, the post route was just broken. Like, if you ran a post, You can literally just time it or user the receiver. He'll break in front of the DB and catch it every single time. Like I just spam post routes on people. And then the ragdoll animation, like I said, if you don't know ragdoll animations, and basically where you throw it up and the receiver snags over the DB and it looked like a ragdoll. Like he looked like he's just inhuman. Just, and it used to just happen so frequently where you could just throw it up to Julio Jones and he would come down with it every single time. And it's like, man, I already know what's going to happen. But Madden 19, the best thing about it was Mutt. Mutt was amazing on Madden 19. Madden 19 was just so fun playing Mutt with the different cards and stuff like that. My favorite card was Julio. Let me stop lying. I that was like when Julio was a guy. I think I had only like a 96 overall Julio, and that man was a beast, absolute beast on Madden 19. On the soundtrack, one of the best soundtracks of all time. Like, one of the best soundtracks of any Madden game. Let's get that straight. Not all time, but definitely of any Madden game. You had, what's it called? Life Goes On by Lil Baby. You had Big Bank Tape, Lil Bank by Big Sean and them. It was just straight rap songs. I think they had a Cardi song on there. I don't think it's like, Money Bag. Yeah, that song. There was that soundtrack. That soundtrack was it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I love playing Madden just because of that soundtrack. But it holds a special place in my heart. Playing that playing Mutt every single night was just amazing, man. I miss those vibes so much. So that's number four. Number three, of course, the greatest Madden of all time, Madden 04. That was the first Madden I ever played. It's the reason why it's the greatest Madden of all time, and it's only run. What's the main reason is Michael Vick, 100%. Michael Vick was just amazing. So fun to play with. Like, and he's from Atlanta. My favorite team is Atlanta. I had like 5 Michael Vick jerseys growing up, y'all. Like, I promise you, at least for sure had, no, dang, I really had like 5 Michael Vick jerseys growing up. Like, for real, like. Like, that Michael Vick was a dude, and just play him on Madden 04. And Madden 04 was just a great game because I played like the Madden. I think the earliest game I ever played was Madden 01. And it was just a regular just simulation game, honestly. But Madden 04, I mean, you had the franchise, basically so much stuff that I remember for a while was people were complaining that wasn't in Madden 04. Like the different caps you could pay different player. You could pay different coaches. First of all, you could pay different coaches. For a long time on Madden, you can only have a head coach. On Madden 04, I think you have an offensive coordinator, a defense coordinator, and then you could adjust how much money you want to pay them, adjust the cap. You could build your own team. I miss that so much. You could build your own team, and you could use different logos that Madden have. I feel like Madden can just bring that back because you can use your own logos. Why 2K has that? Why can't Madden have that? I'm still mad about that. But you can build your own fan. And then just the game was older, but it was just very just fun to play. Like, I remember a couple of songs that were on there is, what's it called? Dun, 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 dun. It's a Killer Mike song. It's a Killer Mike and I think Outkast song. No, it's a Killer Mike song. What's it, how it go? I think it's like, yeah, all in your trunk. Yeah, I love that song. Then you had Fallout Boy was on there too. Man, the soundtrack was amazing, the gameplay, everything. And then, just like I said, playing with Michael Vick, playing with Brett Favre was fun on there too, I'm not gonna lie. And then you had the arcade games that was still on there. It wasn't like as fully as developed as like Madden 010 or Madden 09, but you still had arcade games in there. You could still play those and it was fun. It wasn't just Gauntlet. And I'm just play those all the time, my brother. This is one of the first Mads that I played. Like I said, I wasn't playing because I was literally like 2 years old. I was born in 2002. I was like 2 years old playing Madden 04, but I still remember that pretty vividly as far as that. And then for number two, you got Madden 12. Madden 12. Ooh, Madden 12 is one of the funnest games I ever played in my life. I remember it being fun when I was young. And one of the weirdest things about Madden 12 is they took out the sprint button, which is so weird. It's like, why would you take out the sprint button on Madden 12? It's like, that's like a huge, like control or huge, like, piece that I want to have in the game that I can use the control to play or use to control my player. And it was weird, but at the same time, it was like very fun. Like, as far as the arcade games, I did it to some of the like arcades and stuff like that out, but the game itself was just great. The game, because I played it as a young child, right? And then I bought a PS3, and I bought Madden 12 again, like, as an older, like, I think my senior year. After I graduated high school, I played Madden 12 with my brother. And it was so fun just playing it. First of all, Madden 12, if you don't remember, it had Peyton Ellis. Yeah, I think it was Peyton Ellis, the fullback that, like, got 1,000 yards for the Cleveland Browns and basically just went off the radar after that. But he had an amazing season. I mean, he definitely deserved to be on Madden. I'll give you that. I know it's a one-hit wonder, but, man, Cleveland Browns, they don't get that much praise as far as that. And he was running his heart out that year. So, but as far as that, he was on the cover, and everything from just the graphic design in the background, the clean little like default settings, or what am I trying to say? Display there. The clean display on the left corner of the screen and everything like that. And then you go in, the soundtrack was amazing. With that song with Lil Wayne, Let It Rock. There we go. Let It Rock. I love that song, by the way. I absolutely love that song. Let It Rock. Everything was just clean. Playing the game was so much fun, because the cutscenes that they had beforehand, like going into it, this is one of the few Maddens that were like absolutely like really realistic with their fans. So like you'll see cutscenes like right before the game of like fans like eating hot dogs, or fan like outside tailgating, cooking food and stuff like that, or like at booths and stuff. It was the shots just made it look real. They even had like the realistic like weather as far as the team and stuff like that. But they had that. And then you go into, this is one of the few Maddens where they actually adjust the crowds as well. So like if your team was playing really bad, there wasn't that many people there. There's probably like 50 to 40,000 people coming to your games in that season because you wasn't playing that good. But if you were playing really good, of course, you have a good full crowd. But I think Madden changed that because they want to see like, they want to see or promote their games are full all the time and stuff like that, whether your team is bad or not. But yeah, they had that in Madden 12. Just saw little small things as far as that. I hated the running. The running in Madden 12 looked terrible. It looked robotic. But other than that, I mean, the plays as far as that, plays in Madden are always the same. Let me stop. It's been the same plays for years as far as that. But everything about it, just Madden 12 was just fun. Just absolute fun. It didn't even have that many arcade games, nothing like that. Just actually playing the game was just fun as far as that. And then my favorite Madden of all time, I gotta say, Madden 07. The game that started it all for me, the game that absolutely started it all. I'll never forget, quick story. I never forget that night my brother came home. I think he went to the mall and got it because there's a GameStop at my old mall in Georgia, right in Douglasville. And he brought home the game. He set it on, because we had a GameCube at the time, right? He set it on the bed, and I'm looking at it, and I'm just like, what is this? Like, I mean, we had Madden 04, but like I was probably just too young to recognize that it was Madden, right? And then he bought Madden 07, right? So that's like a 3-year span where we didn't have Madden at all. So he brought it put it in and stuff like that. And I remember just looking at the gray screen, the gray, because I think he started a game, he paused it, the gray screen. I remember just looking at it. I'm just like, what is this game? Because I was just so memorized because I love football growing up. I absolutely love football. I just love Michael Vick. I love the Atlanta Falcons. I love watching everything. So seeing the game, it's just like, wow, I can actually control the players. I can actually learn their names and stuff like that. And I didn't even really start playing Madden 07 until like a year later. But Madden 07, I mean, I know the soundtrack. I know the soundtrack to, like, by heart to this day. Like, if you play any song on Madden 07, I will be singing it, like, not word for word, but I could at least either hum it, or some songs I really can sing word for word, like, for real, because played that every single day, me and my brother. We didn't play another Madden until Madden 11. I don't know why. AJ would just buy games and then just not buy it for another 4 years as far as Madden. We didn't have Madden 08. I remember going across the street to our neighbor house to play in that, but we didn't have Madden 08, not Madden 09. We even had Madden 010. We had Madden 11 when he bought the PS3. But Madden 07 is just my childhood. This really is my childhood. The Russian Attack, me and my brothers play Russian Attack for hours. I promise to God, we used to play Madden or Russian Attack for hours. And that was the best mode. Like, I think we were playing all Madden, and I would get Fred Taylor. Yeah, I would get Fred Taylor from the Jacksonville Jaguars. That was my guy, man. Fred Taylor. I don't know who his favorite running back was. Honestly, he'll probably use on different running backs. Oh, LT. LaDainian Tomlinson, that was my brother's favorite running back to use. And we'll play Russian Attack for literally hours. And then we had the Superstar mode, where it was basically like my career for 2K, if you don't know. But I remember, because I had dreams of, like, literally deep dreams of going to NFL, y'all. Like, I promise to God, I really did. And I remember watching the little cutscene that they had, because when you first start your Superstar, they have this little clipboard that shows, like, your age, your name, what school you went to and stuff like that. And I will put all my information in. And then afterwards, they'll show a cutscene of this dude climbing the steps to the Hall of Football, the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. And I'm like, that's going to be me. Like, that's going to be me. Like, literally, like, true to my heart, y'all. Like, for real. Like that little boy wanted to be an NFL. And just, he's not there now. But I still talk about football. I still love football because of Madden 07, y'all. That was my game, like, 100%. And I'm not going to... That just made my day. That just made my day just thinking about Madden 07. I just can't think of that game enough, honestly. I spent literally days playing that game, but that's my favorite game as far as that, or favorite Madden game. I hope y'all basically like, share, comment this video as far as that, and I'm going to keep bringing content out for y'all 100%. Make sure y'all follow me on The INT Podcast on TikTok, Instagram, and leave a like for your boy. Thank you. Appreciate it, and peace. Good time.